You're listening to Waiheke Radio. Today we've got an interesting show coming up. We've got an amazing musical event on the island this weekend featuring our young musicians from Waiheke in an extraordinary Waiheke Music Video Awards tomorrow morning. And we'll be talking to filmmaker Baraka and young Waiheke Muso Gabriel Bond about that, and I'll play you a track from Gabriel to kick ourselves off. But after that, later on, a long-standing issue on the island that I'm very keen to dig into. We'll be talking to Waiheke advocate John Stansfield about how the island might reclaim management of the waste stream that we produce, as we did have for about 10 years until 2009, when it was rather rudely taken off us and handed to a multinational waste organisation. Waiheke Resources Trust, Clean Stream Waiheke have some plans to try and take that contract back and make it local all over once again. So I'll be talking to John about that. As he said, just tell people John Stansfield will be on the radio talking rubbish again. And then at about 11:30, we'll talk to Waiheke Muso Jamie Stone about what's on at Malone's tonight. A couple of great Waiheke bands that he's involved in there. But first of all, let's kick the show off. Before we talk to Baraka and Gabriel, let's hear one of Gabriel's tracks. This one is apparently titled in our system, Let's Go Out Tonight, but that isn't quite the right name. We'll talk to Gabriel about that in a bit and ask him just exactly what the track is called. But in the meantime, let's listen to it.
Some fun, girl. some fun. Oh girl, I swear we don't need anyone. No, we don't need anyone.
We're talking wacky music today. A nice way to lead into our interview this morning with Gabriel Bond and filmmaker Baraka about tomorrow's great event, the Waiheke Music Video Awards. Good morning and welcome to Waiheke Radio. Baraka, why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about the background to this Waiheke Music Video Awards?
Great. Well, good morning, Greg. Lovely to see you on this sunny morning.
Isn't it sunny and gorgeous? I'm going to play a Bob Marley song called, I think it's called The Sun's Out or something.
Great. Another great performer from a little island.
Yeah. So, kia ora.
So we've been inundated here in Waiheke with the musical talent, and it's been a real pleasure to work again with creating four youth music videos. And this year we've had, along with the lovely Gabriel Bond, we've had Sahara Adams, Jazz Catchin, and a spoken word artist called Tala.
So Tala's a spoken word artist, right? I'm really looking forward to that. I love spoken word stuff.
Absolutely, and that's my roots. So for me to just have with Tala, there's no bells and jingles. It's literally him around a campfire telling his story. And for me, that's where all of this starts. It's from that initial spark inside someone to release their poetry or to express something. Mm. And then the layers can build up on top of that, whether it's bringing in the music or, and then in this case, bringing in the film. But for us to show the essential roots of where this creativity comes from is beautiful. So, happy
Absolutely.
With Tala.
Oh, wonderful. The other three too. Well, quite well-known young Waiheke musicians.
Yes.
Gabriel, welcome to the studio. Tell me what's it been like for you? We'll come back to Baraka in a minute and talk about, you know, just why these days music needs images. But what about, how's this little journey been for you?
Ah, absolutely fantastic, honestly. The opportunity to get a bit of a video made for one of my songs is something that I've been looking forward to for, like, ever, you know? And, I mean, I wrote this particular song, We Don't Need Anyone. I wrote it about 2 years ago now, so I've had it kind of sitting around and stuff. I actually wrote it while walking with my guitar one night, and it just seemed to bring out some creative energy. But, and I've always kind of had these images of what would be in a video if I were to make it, and I was like blessed when I got a call a while ago from Baraka saying, "Do you want to make a video?" I was like, "Absolutely."
Great. So tell us about the video. How does it play with the lyrics and music of the song?
Well, in the video, it's basically the song has a bit of heartbreak, has a bit of, like, you know, this relationship is suffering from a bit of trouble and stuff. But in the end, you know, together we don't need anyone. We are like a great couple, and it's basically me, like, trying to say that I don't want this relationship to end because things have been going a bit wrong. We just have to try and make them right. And in the video, I actually got my real life girlfriend, Alexandra Halstead, to play a part in it and to be in the end of it. And we walk off on a beach together. And it's
I'm tingling. That's so beautiful. Why do Absolutely. Young people know so much more about love than old people? That's just beautiful.
I think it's so real. And I tell you, both Gabe and Alex were incredible. They literally stepped in, took direction, and gave us the shots that were so natural and so beautiful. So we wanted to, with Gabe, just to keep it very simple. And
sometimes
I think there's a lot of room to grow.
The best love songs are simple, like.
Oh, it was lovely. And it was obviously, you know, Waiheke, it's hard not to get the
stunning shots.
Yeah, but also, like, I know there's so many wedding videos shot here as well. Yeah. So it's like we don't
avoid the cliches.
We don't want to get too cliche, but it's absolutely beautiful. And what I love is that the people I'm working with do really appreciate the island and appreciate what we have here, which is really something that we're trying to showcase, that we come from the most beautiful part of the planet, and it's very hard to always remember that.
It is.
So with the support of the community and the music community and these stunning backgrounds, we're hoping just to give a little platform to leap off into the rest of the world.
Mm. Well, Waiheke music,
know how good it is.
We've got an incredibly strong tradition of music on the island. And now this is, I'm not saying this is the first time Waiheke people have put pictures to music, but this is actually the next stage for a lot of young Waiheke people, isn't it, Baraka, that they want musos, they need to get on video. They do, don't they?
Yeah.
You need a Facebook presence, you need a Vimeo presence, you need whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And these days, video, if it's not there, there. It's great to listen to it on the radio, everybody. You don't need video on the radio. But you do need video online, don't you?
Absolutely. And in fact, Waiheke Radio will be releasing these videos on their own stream as well.
Oh, well, indeed, on our fabulous new website. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce Davis-Goff, for building that for us.
It's incredible. I think one of the things that we do is just give that opportunity to be in front of a camera, to work with a director and to control your own image. It's about that. We're not trying to promote an image that is going to sell to the rest of the world necessarily. We're trying to just give the people control of their own image. And what I said from last year as well, you'll come away from this either knowing where what you do want or what you definitely don't want. You know, there's a mixture, a whole bag within the experience of going, yeah, this works for me, this doesn't work so much. Sure. And for people to be able to say that, and like I've sat with some people in front of the video, the editing suite, and for them to be very strong and say, look, we love that shot, it's arty, but it's just not me, and it's not going to work for me. And that's been some of the best moments of just hearing.
Because you have to keep the keep the talent happy. Is that what you mean?
Well, it's at this point as well. Yeah, obviously we all want everyone to look their best because it makes us all look better. I'm not going to take someone's image just and create what I want. This is for them, for them first, but also for people to know who they are in themselves. It's very different at 40 to say, hey, this is who I am.
You're not 40.
But not. I'm 21 last weekend. Yeah. It was an amazing party.
Fabulous party. I heard all about it.
Yeah. So it is about them claiming their own image and saying what I want, what direction they want to go down, and not be owned by the industry, which can be very image-centric.
And quite brutally image restrictive, eh? If you don't look like something that's going to sell a million, sell a million copies of the song, then but actually that's not really what music's about.
No, we'll look at Ed Sheeran, Nick Cave.
Cave's quite ugly.
Oh yeah, well, but also very beautiful. And these guys are incredible selling artists. So
quite true.
You got to work on what you got.
Okay, we're going to come back in a minute and talk about tomorrow's event and tell everybody how what time and who's playing and everything. But first of all, one thing I'd just like to note here is that there are four finalists, this is a much broader a kind of event tomorrow, isn't it? I understand there's going to be some behind the scenes footage from various groups, including Rook, who I happen to have a family connection with.
Definitely.
So I'll be very keen on seeing them. They've currently off the island. Rook living in town, which disappoints me hugely, of course.
Oh, they're fantastic. From Baz Catchin's done a few interviews, so we're looking at interviews with Rook, with Julian Wright, and we're looking at the whole spectrum of Waiheke music. Because as you say, we're not the first people. I don't believe we're inventing the wheel here. We're just following on this momentum. And I think, Gabriel will go as far as he wants to go in this industry. And he's got the work ethic and he's got a huge, fan group. I tell everyone, I say, hey, I'm working with this guy. Everyone so far has just been like, oh, that's great. What a nice guy. Oh, he's so kind to the kids. might not be rock and roll, but I tell you, there's a huge support. But the older generation, my gosh, these guys are incredibly experienced. So we've got...
Why? What is it? How come? I mean, I'll come back and talk to Gabriel about that in a minute. But look, Gabriel, tell us about that song a little bit more about We Don't Need Anyone. Oh, you told us before it was about, getting through rough times in a relationship. And
certainly.
But sort of what tell us as a songwriter, what kind of sparks that energy? What is it? Do you have a moment walking down the street? As you said, you were walking out with your guitar, that one came. But how do songs come to you? Because those of us who aren't songwriters, that's what we'd love to know.
Well, it's actually, this one was a particularly bizarre one. So it was a night that I was actually... A couple of years ago, I used to go to my girlfriend's house and I'd walk there because I didn't have a car or anything. And it was like late at night and I'd go there. So it'd be like 10 o'clock at night and I'd like have finished all the stuff I needed to do at home. And I'd be walking to my girlfriend's house and I knew that the next day I needed my guitar and stuff. So I was walking with my guitar, no case or anything, just like walking. Like it's about a 40-minute walk playing the guitar. And it was like an amazing kind of experience. I just walked and I kind of put the capo on like the third fret and just messed with some chords and basically got this whole song out and another song in that 40-minute walk to her place. And that's about the most creativity I've had in the period of like an hour ever. Right. And I haven't ever really been able to replicate it. Like sometimes
Alex must feel quite honored.
absolutely. She has always been like there to support me and stuff. Just like yesterday I was playing like a talent quest and she was there in the audience and stuff. Nice. And it was really great and stuff. And so she really loves the music. And
so what comes first for you? Is that I need to get this out of my heart, or these chords could work well together? What usually comes first?
Well, it's, I am far more, I feel, of a lyrically based person than musically. Like, I love the guitar. It's like my favorite thing, and I wouldn't know who I was without it. But I figure that when I look at a song, and I look at a song, whether it's great or whether it's just like good, it's the lyrics that make the difference to me. And some of the songwriters I listen to, like Bruce Springsteen and John Mayer, they all have, you know, some of the songs that I hear from them, I'm like, oh, that specific lyric is what makes this song one of my favorite songs ever. Yeah. And so I'm always trying to kind of replicate that lyrical feel. And I mean, with this song, it was all just kind of lyrics from the heart and stuff like that. And it was the chords for this song and the music weren't the driving force of it. Unlike with some of my maybe newer songs where I'm trying to be more complex on guitar, this one was just a very easy ballad feel on the guitar, so I could get, I suppose, what was in my heart, no matter how cheesy it sounds, you know.
Cheese and love, same thing. Yeah. Gorgeous. Okay, so what was it like making a video? How did you have to, like, did you get all self-conscious about how you look? And
oh, I did, yeah, a little. Like, I mean, I try not to be like that, but I remember, like, just like what I was wearing, I was like so unsure. Like, I'm in the video, I'm wearing like a denim jacket and things, and when I was wearing it initially, it was kind of like a new outfit. Like, it was like, oh man, this is like kind of a new look for me. And then we decided we were going to video with that look, and I was like, oh, this could be new. But now, since then, since like that's been happening, that's become kind of my look. So yeah. I feel like it's good, it really suits the video now. And it means that also in the end of the video, I get to take off my denim jacket and put it on my girlfriend and walk away, and it's kind of a perfect little tie-in, you know. Like, it's so I'm very happy
your
with
eyes.
That.
Yeah, same.
Tears in your eyes of the romance.
Yeah, absolutely. Tears in our eyes up here in the studio. Well, and what's your next plan? What did you go to Waiheke High School?
I did. Yeah. I was actually the head boy.
That's like, right. You were. So tell us about. I mean, it seems to me that there's always been a pretty strong musical kind of thread through Waiheke High. I've had,
definitely.
You know, my older daughter went there for, you know, right. She did all her education on Donald Bruce Road until she went to uni in Auckland. And she certainly came out of Waiheke High feeling that her music had been sort of well supported.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just the number of people I can name, young people.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember thinking about it when I left uni and stuff. Everyone basically that was in my music class in my last year of school, barring like maybe one or two people, went on to do music in like university. Mm. Like, some of them went to Mains and some of them went to Auckland Uni to do music and
Mains,
AUT.
Quick credit, Chris Orange. Yep.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, so it's just, it's totally amazing because like that, the music in the school, like, you know, brought out like that kind of thing in them that they all wanted to go and do music after it. Like, they didn't choose any other paths. That was what they wanted to do. And same with me, like Sahara and I both went to do the same course at uni, like a songwriting course. So
yeah. Well, that legitimizes music in the way that perhaps some schools just make it an extracurricular activity.
Exactly. No, it's totally, it's like it is a driving force of the school. And
there've been so many great musical teachers through there. I mean, I can't possibly name them all. I don't mean to forget anybody, but you know, Russ DeLue and right through, you know.
Yeah.
Some pretty amazing. Katie Soldier, Katie Lewis, as she was known at the school.
Yeah.
Incredible teachers who have really had great musical paths themselves and passed on that passion. Mm. Yeah.
No, well, actually, talking about Katie Soldier, last night I just... I think she saw one of my videos online. She asked me to come and play some music at their poetry and music night last night at Solo Cafe.
Nice.
And it was totally lovely vibe and stuff, really warm inside. And I came along and listened to some poetry and played a few of my songs. And it was so cool. Like, she was totally inclusive and everything. And she was the one that kind of messaged me and tried to get me involved and has said that she wants me to do a few more gigs in the future.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's another connection that I didn't really have until yesterday. And now I do, you know?
Mm. That's sort of Waiheke spirit stuff.
Absolutely,
isn't it? Yeah. They even let me read a poem there one night, but they didn't ask me back. Actually, that's not fair, they did. Okay, so, Baraka, tell us about tomorrow's event a little bit more. Where, when, and how?
Right, well, tomorrow's event, we're going to be down at the Waiheke Cinema.
Yep.
And Waiheke Cinema Trust is our main backer on this, along with Creative Communities New Zealand.
Yeah.
And... it's going to be a lot of the people you've just mentioned. Russell DeLue is there on the guest list. The Waiheke Youth Music Trust with Gareth Moore, Sam Carroll. They're all hopefully going to put in a show. But
Sam Carroll, is he still around?
He is around, and he went through that school,
Sam,
as well.
Hey, yeah, Sam. Absolutely.
And went on, and he's done a lot of music. But yeah, so we're not an isolated incident here. These talents don't just, I don't pluck them from a tree and create anything. I'm literally an awe of the career that's gone through. I mean, my kids are 4 and 6 and they're studying Suzuki music, and there's three Suzuki teachers on the island as well, which is beautiful. So anyway, back to tomorrow. We're going to start off with a little live music at the cinema to mix things up, because it's nice to get into that, into that feel. And then we are going to look at some of the videos that I've been lucky enough to film over the last couple of years. We've got Fly My Pretties, who were incredible, and what I loved about them.
I missed them. I was so annoyed. I missed them.
Oh, you'll have to get onto my Embervision Vimeo channel.
Yeah. So actually, while you're there, I looked for it on Vimeo and I found a couple of tracks, but I must have done something wrong. There's probably more than that, aren't there?
Yeah.
So it's Ember:Vision.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's Ember:4. Ember:Vision. If you're searching on Vimeo, YouTube, and on the internet in general, if you're looking for Baraka's work. And of course, just a quick reminder that Baraka is the director of that extraordinary Kia Piritahi movie around the final, the house was carved down at Piritahi.
That's right, and that's just gone online on Embervision on YouTube, which is more accessible for some people.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So if you haven't seen Kia Piritahi, it's now on YouTube.
It is.
Brilliant. Sorry, slight sidetrack. Back to tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to start off. So with Fly My Pretties, what I saw with them, being lucky enough to have this very generous backstage pass and opportunity, is this incredible level of collaboration. And that's so different in New Zealand. And the musicians I've worked with in the UK are usually, it's very much about collaboration, but there's a lot as well who fight for the mic on the stage, which is odd to watch. Whereas here, people really are generous about giving that space. They'll go from front singer to backing singer to really helping everyone else along. And that's why I wanted to showcase these guys as well.
Because in the background, there are all these great Waiheke sort of forces, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And here we have a lot. So we've got, I wanted a bit of the female Ra as well. I like seeing the women up on stage, not just in the supporting roles.
Kia ora. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we've got Chica, which is a fantastic video about rollerblading chicks.
Wow.
With Nikki Nati, Dion Denise, Charlotte Cohen.
Oh, how cool.
It's just a funny and fabulous bit hardcore video.
They're pretty hardcore, those roller chicks.
Oh, they're great.
I just love them.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. There's a whole league, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, and then we've got some rather more sophisticated videos, which coming from the Solomon Cole Band. There's one, Bruises, which is beautiful, and that can be seen online. So these aren't premiering. They are just part of this incredible mix. And I wanted to show, we've also got Granny Og playing live at the Harvest Fair, and the diversity, but also with the Harvest Fair, for example, there was just this real warmth, and that's where you see music at its finest in bringing communities together.
Yeah.
And then when you've got these big acts up at Cable Bay, you see actually how much revenue is brought into the island from the musicians. So
Absolutely. This
is art, and this is about giving the youth their voice, and it's about me getting to hang out with musicians and lovely music. But it also, I really want Waiheke to think about how much these guys are adding to the island and the community.
Absolutely. And then, absolutely. It's something that we can share with the world that is just a completely positive sharing. They don't have to, and there's something about tourism, isn't there? We share the island, but they sort of seem to hurt it a little bit every time they come. But when we're exporting talent, that's a completely different business, isn't it?
Yeah. And we actually can make our own history, and we can create our own positive reality.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, the show's the doors will open at 4. And we should be done 6:30.
Wonderful. Now, no charge, but koha, please.
Koha, please, would be fantastic. Yeah. If you're skint as I am, you can give us a fiver. But if you'd
koha
like to,
is what you can afford.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's also, we're opening it up for people who may be interested in continuing this next year, because if we do have more support from the community, then it's possible we roll this out and keep going and building up this awards and getting a longer red carpet and more spangly outfits and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially all about the music.
Yeah. Hey, that's just brilliant. Thank you so much to both of you for coming in. Look forward to tomorrow. Gabriel, all the best with what you're doing next.
Thank you.
Baraka, I'm sure you've got lots of interesting projects as well. Kia ora koutou.
Kia ora.